Actually, I think question one and question six are basically the same.
Okay.
And so that would make the biggest challenge job creation.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, historically, over the last decade or two, we've been facing a lot of job loss, youth out-migration because of lack of opportunity, and the like. It's something that needs a lot of work to overcome. The ways to overcome it are to promote going beyond resource extraction, going beyond your primary industries. We need to start taking those materials that we extract, whether it's the gold or the iron or the trees, the lumber from them, etc., and turning them into value-added goods here before shipping them out of the area. Just as an example of what I'm talking about, in Englehart, which is close to where I live, you've got the Georgia Pacific plant. It's one of the biggest oriented strand board plants in the world. Trains go in there, load up on their product, and head for southern Ontario and the States. Why can't we have something like that material coming out of the Georgia Pacific plant, going into a plant next door, being made into structurally insulated panels, which would then go either be used in a different division of that plant or go into another one and be used in pre-manufactured homes. Structurally insulated panels have a lot of benefits to them in building housing. If the housing is pre-engineered, it goes to the site that it's being built on and goes up in a day as opposed to weeks. Mm-hmm. And the quality of the structure that's produced far exceeds your stick frame house. So that's the kind of thing I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Whereas right now, we've got the resource extraction, the logging out in the bush, and we've got a bit of work in converting that into earring strand board there, or the lumber that lumber mills do. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
We're not really taking it much further than that, mm-hmm. and producing what you would call a real value-added good. Taking it all the way to the pre-manufactured home, that creates a lot of jobs here, and it gives people hope for the future because it's skilled work. It's not unskilled labor. Mm-hmm. So those are the kinds of things, and whether we promote them by development grants, reduce tax burdens, or what have you. We really need to promote that kind of thing here. Mm-hmm. And to assist in that, we also have to upgrade the infrastructure that would move those goods to market, mm-hmm. the railroads especially, because something like that is probably not best transported by truck. You need a lot more capacity than trucks would have. Mm-hmm. So we'd really need to work on upgrading our rail transport corridors as well.